Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Maaser Sheni, as we learn Parak Hey Mishnah Hey and Parak Hey Mishnah Vav. Parak Hey Mishnah is going to complete our discussion of Netta Revai as we learn about it in Maseches Maaser Sheni. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Hey Mishnah Dalad, the Mishnah taught us that when we are looking to redeem the value of the Netta Revai, we calculate it in a way that subtracts the owner's expenses from the value of the fruit. The Mishnah now is going to teach us that there is also a situation when these expenses are not subtracted from the value. Says the Mishnah, Uvashvius, when it comes to the Shemitah year, that if a person's redeeming his Revai produce that grew during Shemitah, Podehu Bishvayo, he should redeem it for its complete, full value, and he should not subtract the expenses that were used in cultivating and growing that crop. And the reason is because during the Shemitah year, you're not supposed to work your fields. And therefore, if it grew during Shemitah, you're not working your fields. There are no expenses that you're laying out. And therefore, you shouldn't subtract the expenses from the value of the food if it grew during Shemitah. Now we're going to discuss a case that we're even in an ordinary non-Shemitah year, we also allow for only some of the expenses to be subtracted from the value of the fruit. It says the Mishnah v'im hoya hakol mufkar, if all of the Revai fruit was ownerless, meaning to say the owner basically declared all of his Revai trees to be completely ownerless, and then someone else acquired them and said, okay, now they're my fruit, but I have to redeem them because they're Revai. In that case, ein lo ela schar lekita, he does not have a right to reduce any of the amount of money to subtract any of the expenses except for the cost of picking the fruit. After all, he didn't do anything else to cultivate it. He was ownerless and it belonged to someone else, and then he took it once it was ownerless, and at that point all he did was pick it. So the only expenses that he can subtract from the fruit is the cost of actually picking the fruit, because after all, that's all that he ended up doing. One final halacha when it comes to redeeming Revai, the Mishnah says, Hapo deneta Revai shelo, mosif alav chamishiso. A person who redeems the produce of his own fourth year tree, his Revai tree, he must add a chomesh to it, he must add a fifth to it. Like we learned in the previous Mishnah, this is the opinion of, or two Mishnahs ago, this is the opinion of Beis Hillel. So our Mishnah is now showing us that we hold like Beis Hillel, just like Maaser Sheni has a chomesh, just like you have to pay a Maaser Sheni, an additional fifth for redeeming Maaser Sheni. The same is true when you are redeeming Revai fruit as well. Bein shehu shelo, whether the fruit was always his, uvein shenitan lo matan, or whether it was given to him as a gift. And as the Bartanura points out, once Revai fruit is totally cultivated and grown and developed, you're not allowed to give it as a gift. So we're assuming that it was given as a gift much earlier in the process of its development, which is allowed. But either way, there is, if you're redeeming the produce, you have to make sure to add an additional fifth. From here, as we continue now with Parakei Mishnava, from here to the end of the Masechta, we're going to be discussing the halachos number one of Bir Meiser, which is the process of removing, like we learned previously, the removing of the Meiser from your home once a Pesach comes. And we're going to learn about Vidui Meiser, which is the process of confessing of what you do when you actually have the Meiser, when you are dealing with the Meiser. Now, often a person would, when he was separating the Meiser, he would keep them for a long time. He wouldn't give them to the rightful owner right away. But the halacha is going to be, like we're going to learn in this Mishnah, there is a fixed deadline for when all Meiseros must be removed from a person's home, from a person's possession. And this again is referred to as Biur Meiser. Now, there are really two different types of Biur, as we're going to learn in this Mishnah. Number one is when you have some Meisers are going to be removed by giving them to their proper recipients. You give it to the Kohen if it's Truma, you give it to the Levi if it's Meiser Rishon. But other types of Meisers are going to be removed through destroying them, either by burning them or by throwing them into the sea again, as we're going to learn in this Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Erev Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach Shel Revius V'Shel Shvius Haya Bir. On Erev Pesach, of the fourth and the seventh years of the seven-year Shemitah cycle, that's when you must remove the Maaseros from your home. Ketzad Hayabir, how exactly would they remove the maisros, the tithes from the home? Nostin truma or trumas maisr lebailim. They would give the truma and the trumas maisr to their owners. Who were the owners of that? The kohanim. Umaiser rishon lebailim. They'd give the maiser rishon to their owners by that point, and the owners of maiser rishon are the levim. Umaiser sheni lebailim, and maiser sheni, maiser ani lebailim. Maiser ani has to be given to its owners, and who are the owners of Maaser Ani? The poor people. If you didn't give the Maaser Ani, you have to make sure to find poor people to give that to. However, Umaaser Sheni v'habikurim misbarim b'chol makom. When it comes to Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, you have to get rid of them from any place, assuming that you can't bring them to Yerushalayim. You don't have enough time before Erev Pesach to bring them to Yerushalayim. You have to completely destroy them again, but you have to get them, throw them out into the sea, you have to burn them and so on. There's no one to give them to at that point other than destroying them. There is a machlokas though when it comes to Bikurim. Rabbi Shimon says, Habikurim nitanin lekohanim ketruma, says Rabbi Shimon, that you should give the Bikurim to the Kohanim, just like you give Truma to the Kohanim. You don't have to go to Yerushalayim, you can simply give it to any Kohen that is near you, although the Bar Tanura points out that we don't hold like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Now we're just going to conclude with one final discussion, a machlokas regarding a cooked food that contains both Maaser Sheni and Chulin. Is it considered beer if you can't fully recognize and see the Maaser Sheni that is within the Chulin, that is within the regular food? Says the Mishnah, Hatavshil. If a person has a cooked food that contains some Maaser Sheni, and he certainly does not have time to get to Yerushalayim and eat it there before Erev Pesach, before the time of beer comes. Beis Shammai says, Tzorech Levayer, he must remove it, he must destroy it, he has to get rid of it. After all, the Maaser Sheni is contained in it, and therefore the Zman Beer came, the time of the destruction has arrived. He must make sure to get rid of that mixture, to get rid of that food. However, Ubeis Hillel, Omrim Beis Hillel disagrees and says, Hare hu kimevuar, that we view the Maaser Sheni as though it were already completely removed, completely destroyed, according to Beis Hillel. Since the Maaser Sheni cannot easily be seen in the cooked food, there is no need to destroy it any further. And as the Bar Tanura points out, we paskin like Beis Hillel. Quick review, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey taught us that when it comes to, calculating the amount that a revai is worth, so we said that if it's shemitah produce, then you don't subtract the amount of expense that you underwent in terms of cultivating and growing those fruits of revai, because again, you didn't do any work. There were no expenses because it was the shemitah year when they grew. Similarly, said the Mishnah, that if a person made all of his revai trees hefker, ownerless, and then all of a sudden you took them, so all you did was pick them. You didn't do anything else to cultivate them, and therefore the only expenses that you can subtract are the expenses that were involved in actually picking the fruits. The final halacha of the Mishnah regarding revai was that when it comes to redeeming the revai, he must add a fifth to it in accordance with Beis Hillel, like we learned in Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, and with it, that's true whether it's yours, whether it was given to you as a gift. Regardless, you must ultimately redeem when you're redeeming the netzer revai, you must add an additional fifth to that. And then Perek Hey Mishnah Vav began a discussion of beer, when and how to destroy the Maaser Sheni, or really any Maasers, when they're in your possession. We said that Erev Yom Tov, that Erev Pesach of the fourth year and the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle are the times when, for the fourth year, the first through 3 years, any Maaseros or Trumas you got to get rid of during the Erev Pesach of the Shemitah year. Then it becomes the fifth, sixth, and seventh year. Anything you got rid of until that point in time, you must get rid of it. You must destroy it, or as we saw, you must give it to the person who owns it. The Mishnah said that when it comes to Truma or Trumas Masi, you have to give that to the Kohanim. When it comes to Maaser Rishon, you got to give those to the Levim at that point in time. Maaser Ani, the Maaser Ani should be given to the poor people at that point in time. However, Maaser Sheni and the Bikurim must be destroyed again, either by throwing it into the wind, into the sea, or by burning them. Rabbi Shimon said no, that Bikurim can be given to the Kohanim. We don't paskin like that. And then the Mishnah concluded with a machlokas regarding a cooked food that has both chulin and maaser sheni in it at the Zman beer, when the time of beer has arrived. Beis Shammai said that you still got to destroy it. However, Beis Hillel is of the opinion, we possibly like Beis Hillel know, that because you can't readily see and recognize the maaser sheni within the chulin, it's considered to be destroyed, it's considered to be gone, and therefore you may eat that cooked food in its entirety. Have a great day.